Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Big boss man, can't you hear me when I call? Big boss man, can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you're just tall, that's all. I got me a working boss man, working around the clock. You won't let Joey stop, big boss man. Can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you're just tall, that's all.
Good morning, everybody. It's WMFO right here in Medford. What's going on? It's Mike on the mic. 9 minutes after 10 on a really hot, sticky, epitomizing summer sticky day, man. Really nice out there. I'm here with a lot of people here in the studio. You know, Mike Squared, Mike Costa.
How you doing, boys and girls? How are you?
We're doing okay. And we do have our local artists here. We have Zeke Duckworthy. Hello, Zeke.
Yo there. How are you doing?
Good, good. And Melissa Anderson, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Really good. Talk right into this thing.
Oh.
Here, tilt this little thing right
Yeah,
down.
You can bring it right down.
There you go.
All right. So before we start with you guys, let me tell you what we played. And I'll work backwards so we can talk about the first one I played in that other set. That last band that we heard was Waxahachie.
Waxahachie, yeah.
Uh-huh. It's easy for you to say.
Girl. Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah, they're good.
Cerulean Salt was the disc, 2013 vintage, Lips and Limbs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad you guys knew about that. I didn't know about that. That was really good. Ultravox was before that. Systems of Romance CD. That was Slow Motion. The Great Yousef / Cat Stevens from the Telemann Gone CD is latest, I believe, right?
Yeah, that was last fall. Yeah.
Big Boss Man was that one. And then we started off with...
one of Zeke's favorites.
So tongue-in-cheek. Oh, yeah, man. Neil Young is a new one called Earth. That was Seed Justice. Wait, let me tell you the whole genesis for this. You gave me a quote, among other things, that says, and I quote... Zeke, I hate Neil Young, whiny Canadian white boy.
He is.
Explain yourself, sir.
Let's just go to that one song.
Sure.
We're helpless, helpless, yeah. Helpless. I heard that walking down the aisle of a CVS.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, yeah, right. This is the soundtrack for helplessness. I'm done with Neil Young.
Okay.
I hate Neil Young. Go ahead. Bring it, Neil Young. Let's do this right now.
That's fine. All right. A nice, healthy, you know, right. Conversation is a good thing.
Exactly.
All right. So, I want to hear a little bit more about you. I know that when you go to your website, which is www.duckworthy.com, mm-hmm. right away you're greeted with, howdy, amigo. Glad you're here.
Well, I am.
Yeah?
I can't believe anybody would take the time to like actually go to duckworthy.com, but if you do, I appreciate it.
You're glad.
It. Yeah, I am. Very much so.
Yep. So you're here in support of your brand new CD, mm-hmm. which I love the title of it, Bad Road Trip.
Aren't we all kind of like on a bad road trip, though?
Yep. Yeah. And the music, you've described it as dark Americana.
I think that's a pretty accurate description.
Mm-hmm.
I have, for the last couple of years, been on a steady diet of the antithesis of whining Canadian white boys. That would be Townes Van Zandt, who I've always regarded as... poet first and a musician second, and as a musician, you know, he's right at the top. But
I'm with you on that one.
And a lot of the songs on the CD do tend to have a geographic connection, and they're songs that are descriptive of things that may have happened to people, whether they're real people or imaginary people, somewhere around America, and it's like the dark side of the American dream.
Okay.
And by dark, I would say this is a pretty dark record. It's.
Is it like the underbelly dark, or is it just sort of a little bit left of?
No, it's. I mean, if you're a fan of Tolkien, it's the sort of thing that might have uh-huh. happened in the cave while you're waiting for Shelob the spider to creep out. You know, it's pretty dark.
I don't like spiders.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of it is, I would say, apocalyptic, Old Testament. You know, damnation with some redemption, but it's mostly about damnation.
Okay, damnation.
So now that I've set you up for a nice cheery Saturday,
exactly. Yeah, you know, when I first met you, we had a little tour here a couple weeks ago. You told me that you write about a song a day.
Well, I've got, I added them up the other day, and I think I've got close to 300 now. And when we talked, I had like 260. So that was
only a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, no, I've got, I think, 285, 290, something like that.
So, wow.
And I do play around town. You know, I play over at the Lizard Lounge, and I play at Passim, and I play at The Haven, and... Terry O'Reilly's and places around Newton, usually what I try and do is play stuff that I've just written as, you know, like as an experiment. And I'm not going to put myself up there as the world's greatest performer or singer, which is where Melissa comes in, because she really is a very, very fine singer, and I'm extremely gratified to have her accompany me on the record and here in the studio.
We are too.
But I do like to, you know, write songs and see how people react to them, or just sing them, you know. And if people hate them, I don't, you know, that's their problem, not mine.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. All right, so let's say hello to Melissa too. So first of all, how did you guys meet?
It's quite a cool story, actually. Yeah. I went with my best friend, another musician. Her name is Yolanda Becker. Mm-hmm. We went to...
That's a shout-out. Hello, Yolanda. You're listening.
Hi, Yolanda. Yo, yo.
And, she was planning to play at an open mic night in Natick. And I said, oh, I'll go with you. And we got there, and it was around the time of the holidays. And I think it might have been, like, between Christmas and New Year's. And there just weren't a lot of people there. And I said, oh, why not? I'll sign up. I'll put my name in.
Okay.
Yolanda and I have been playing together for years. So, you know, I sing, and she backs me up. So we did a couple of songs, you know, kind of winged it just for fun. And after the open mic, I got an email from this character, Zeke mm-hmm. Duckworth.
Yeah.
I'm looking for somebody to back me up on a couple songs for this album I'm making. Would you be interested?
Yep.
And the rest.
And the rest is history. Is history.
Yeah.
All right.
There's a shout out. He might be listening to Mark Stepikoff, who puts on the open mic at TCAN, the Center for the Arts in Natick. This is where this all happened, and he was like instrumental, so to speak, in coordinating all of this.
Yeah. Very clever today.
Yeah. All right. Sorry about that.
No. Believe me, if you didn't. All right, so this seems like a good time to sort of hear a little bit of your work, and we'll delve into like who you are and how you got here when we get back from a couple of tracks. But the first one you wanted to play is from Bad Road Trip, and it's track number 5, Cumberland Gap. Right. Tell us why you want to hear this one first. Please tell us.
Well, it's kind of a Civil War song. It's some of the lyrics are traditional. Of course, there's a song called Cumberland Gap, and it's been a staple of the Appalachian folk tradition, and I was reading the lyrics, and it's generally played up tempo, you know, sort of G major bluegrass stomp, and I heard it completely different, and I took the first couple verses from the, you know, the public domain kind
gotcha.
Of stuff, and then I added to it, and in the way that I heard it, it's you'll hear it. It's like a posthumous lament by somebody who didn't quite make it all the way through the Cumberland Gap.
I see. All right. Here is Zeke Duckworthy right here at WMFO. We'll be back to chat right after this.
Boys and take a nap. It's 44 miles to the Cumberland Gap. Lay down, boys, and stay right here. Come to a place where there ain't no fear. Gap's no gap at all when you've been shot with a cannonball. Gap's a devil of a place. I can't find water to wash my face. Lay me down and take a nap. Snow knee deep in Cumberland. Just for a minute, darling, don't you care? I'll leave my pipe just sitting here. Keep it safe till I get back, or I'll raise hell in the Cumberland Gap. While I raise hell in Cumberland, I'll climb up top of Laurel Hill. I'll be there, I surely will. Remember me with cherry wine, moon for a lantern, wolf for a bride. Carry a poem and carry a song, marry me off to Cumberland. Old rag coat greased all around. Old leather hat, no brim, no crown. Old black crow for a wedding bell, spring green moss for a magic spell. Remember me as you pass by, as you are now. So once was I, as I am now. So you must be. Prepare yourself to follow me. Lay me down to take my nap in the quiet snow in Cumberland, in the silent snow of the Cumberland Gap.
It's WMFO, Zeke Duckworthy there in Cumberland Gap.
Hey there.
Thank you so much. Hey there. So, anything else you'd like to sort of talk about with that one? That sound, I mean, the recording, I know it was done locally.
Yeah.
That sounds really great. Sounds great on the air.
Yeah, the that one, Melissa was actually in the studio last fall, I guess. I sent some material down to the Converse rubber tracks.
Mm-hmm.
They've got this wonderful program around here. And
that's the studio where you record it.
Yeah, yeah. They're down on the waterfront in the Converse headquarters building. And they have this program where if they like your stuff, they'll give you a full day. So I won a full studio day. And that's where this relationship with, because I knew I was going to go in there and I didn't know what the heck I was doing. And so that's where I dragooned Melissa to come in. So she was sitting in the studio when that was recorded. And that was done off... you know, real fancy studio.
Yeah.
They've got, you know, 8 Neumann microphones and a 64-track Neve board. And
it sounds great.
Yeah, well, there's people that know what they're doing in there. It's, yeah, that's a professional-grade studio right
there. That's very nice. And we get to hear another one also next that was recorded at that same place.
No, this one was actually recorded at
a
different
liar.
Studio.
No.
I should have. You'll be able to tell the difference just as an audio guy. But the next one's called Down the Ohio. And this one is also... well, this one was recorded just by me and mastered by me. So you'll tell it's a little choppier.
Yeah.
But it's also kind of unified. The Ohio River Valley, I don't know if anybody who's listening has experience. It's kind of a spooky place. And upriver, it's like really pretty dark and spooky. So this is about that.
All right. Here's Zeke Duckworthy once again, Down the Ohio at WMFO.
Daddy told me when he was alive, before you say nothing, count up to 5. And if they're still there when you get up to 10, you better be ready to hear again. Cotton, wish I could recall all of those things better forgotten. Mines in Kentucky, anthracite coal, horses and puppies, my innocent soul. Whiskey down on the river from the folks who live down the Ohio. My daddy told when he was alive, before you say nothing, count up to 5. Don't buy no whiskey from the folks on the boats. Don't you go down the Ohio. Don't you go down the Ohio.
Talking about that spooky place down the Ohio.
Yeah.
Zeke Duckworthy, everybody. It's WMFO about 10:24 in the morning. And those were two selections from Zeke's latest called Bad Road Trip. First, we heard 13 and...
No, we heard Cumberland Gap.
Of course we did. Of course we did. Cumberland Gap was first, and then Down the Ohio. And now, live in Studio A, you guys are going to perform...
A song called 13.
This is 13. Tell us about 13. This is an interesting track.
Well... there's a poet from Hartford, a pretty well-known poet named Wallace Stevens, who wrote a whole series of... He's one of the great poets. He's up there with Robert Frost and, one of the great American poets. He passed away about 20 years ago. And he wrote a poem called 13 Ways of Looking at a Blackbird, which is a pretty deep concept, actually, and I really like that poem, and so I stole one of the 13 ways, literally, is one of the couplets in here. You'll probably recognize it. So anyway, hopefully we'll get this one down. Ready?
Okay, ready whenever you are.
Never mind the wind. Never mind the rain. Never mind the door. Walking out, won't be back again. Oh, my sister. Oh, my brother. Just a way to pray. The attention that I pay to the clouds, just a way to say one thing or another. Never mind the wind, never mind the rain, never mind the day. They won't come round again. The days are gone, they won't be back again. The river's moving. The blackbird must be flying. When the wind is blowing, sky is crying, I know 13 ways of calling out your name. I know 13 ways of calling out your name.
Oh, that was just excellent. I gotta give you a round of applause here.
Thank you.
That was a really nice performance. That was terrific.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
So now the ice is broken, and we can start really making some mistakes.
Well, I know you've really been practicing this.
Actually, we did that one. We did. That's on the CD.
Yep.
So we played that one together a whole bunch. As you can see, you know, the songs, these aren't like songs that you are going to tap your feet to in the bar, but they might be songs that you listen to while you're driving alone on a long road trip. And that's kind of, you know, that's kind of what I hear when I, you know, wake up in the morning at 4 in the morning and you have a song in your head and you try and write it down before it goes away.
Yeah. So, Zeke, where do you hail from?
I'm actually a Boston native. I was born... at the BI when my dad was in grad school here and my mom was a nursing student. So, like, she was a nursing student in obstetrics, so I got born free.
I see.
And I'm of a certain age. You know, I came up in the 70s. So I'm one of these sort of old school libertarian hippie types.
And when did you first pick up a guitar? And when did you know that, you know what, this fits great, this is me, I got to do this?
Well, I played when I was in college, but I sucked. You know, we had jam bands, and we'd, you know, like, just sit around and you know, do all sorts of chemical abuse and things like that.
And I know you were on the radio, too, for a while.
Yeah. I love this radio station here, because it really reminds me, when I was in college at Michigan, I had a radio show on the, let's see, the call letters. Are you allowed to mention other radio stations on this?
Okay. Let's walk on the wild side.
Yeah, sure. Okay, all right. I know the rules, having been on your side of the mic.
Yeah.
Yeah, our radio station out there was WCBN-FM, which was the University of Michigan.
Yeah.
And it was like nominally a 5-watt station, but let's just say that, you know, in the state of Michigan, the University of Michigan can sort of do whatever they want, and I think that 5 watts kind of dropped like 3 or 4 zeros.
Oh,
because
what a bummer.
We had a big, you could get us all the way down to Toledo and all the way out to like Kalamazoo and stuff.
And oh, how
there's
cool.
No way 5 watts goes that far.
Yeah.
Those were good times. But,
so when you were just starting out playing, and I'm gesticulating.
Yeah.
It's because that's what I do.
Because you do air guitar.
I don't know what I'm doing.
That's Stevie Ray Vaughan right there. I recognize that.
Exactly, yeah. So my cowboy hat gave it away.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you were first playing, what's the first song you really learned that you thought, maybe I sound pretty good?
Well, let's just skip that last part, you know. But the part
what about
where,
the sound
the part,
good?
The part where I realized, you know, this is probably about 6 or 7 years ago. I had a friend who is unfortunately passed into the great beyond, a guy named Ben Cobb out in Newton, a friend of mine. And he was a real fine singer, you know, played all over around here. Good piano player, singer. I used to compare his voice to Levon Helm, because he may be better than, and I've got a whole bunch of video of me in his basement at what we call the Last Chance Studio.
That's a hell of a vocal right there, comparison. Yeah.
Oh yeah, well yeah, I'll send you some links and you can check it out. Yeah, I mean, the guy was just a great singer and like a barrel house piano player. And he invited me to come over and, you know, just sit in, and I brought my bass and then I brought my guitar, and, you know, then one day I wrote a song called Swamp Thing. Yeah, I won't play that now, but Swamp Thing's like, that's a happy song.
Is it now?
Yeah, it is. Okay. That one's, it's about this, this guy goes down to the bar in his daddy's car. It was a Cadillac. He likes it like that. And in through the door, nice and slow, she came. Swamp Thing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, all right.
Let me get a little closer to the AC. Wow.
Yeah, right, right. It was hot. It was a real hot night with a red, red light. She didn't hurry, didn't have to worry. Away she moved her hips. And her fingertips.
Ooh.
Swamp Thing.
Oh,
yeah, okay. Anyway, that's a happy song.
Yeah.
So people really liked that. And I said, well, and then sort of after that, I woke up in the middle of the night and I had a song in my head. And I think this probably happens to a lot of people. You know, you have a second sleep. Certainly when you get a little bit older, you don't sleep 8 hours, you sleep 4, then you wake up. And yeah, this is actually a thing now people talk about. And a lot of times I'd wake up, you know, at 3 or 4. And that's, I mean, I'll steal from some of the lyrics in my songs, but the veil's thin at 3 in the morning. There's not a lot between you and the absolute truth, you know? I mean, like, let's cut to the chase. You're here for a short time.
We're just visitors here on this planet.
Yeah. And so I had been, you know, having, I guess, songs in my dreams. And I said, you know, this is, I better write this one down. And so then I did, and then, like, it happened. Like, if it happens once, it'll happen again. And now I've got, like, hundreds of them, so.
Hmm. And Melissa, how did you get here? Where did you grow up, first of all?
I grew up in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Beautiful Salem, New Hampshire, not where the witches are from.
Mm-hmm.
And
of course not.
And moved down to the Metro West area about 7 years ago. And, I've loved music since an early age. I started playing the piano when I was 5, and have always also loved to sing. And at some point in my teens, you know, started to put the two together. And but it's, you know, it's just something I do that brings me joy.
Oh, yeah.
And it's such great serendipity that it's brought me, you know, to this great collaboration right here.
It's the power of the tunes. That's why we're all here.
Well, you know, going back, I have been, you know, playing out, and I would rank, Well, forget about like ranking myself, but like I know my limits, and I'm not like a super singer, and I'm like an okay guitar player, you know, a little better than I used to be. But the first time that Melissa actually agreed to sing on one of my songs was like a life changing experience for me, because it like all of a sudden I, this is a good song, and somebody else likes it, you know. And that's like different than when you play and people clap, because a lot of times you play and people will clap, and it's like, oh, good job, Johnny, you know. You know, in fact, a lot of times when you play at open mics, that's one of the things that people tell you as you walk out, oh, good job. And they might mean, wow, man, holy cow, that was great. Or they might mean, good
job. Nice try.
Yeah, you're such a special child.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, I always take it that way. But,
yep. All right, so you've planned everything out, Zeke. You've got everything in front of you on a piece of paper. I don't know what you want to do next.
All right, we're going to do a live song, which is not on any of the CDs. This one's called The Green Hills, and we'll just do it right here.
Okay.
The Green Hills are calling my name. Are whispering right out loud, so I can hear them. Only I hear the green hills are calling my name. Come to me, darling, my own. Rest here beside me, under the sun. Please be my lover, love me forever, and never go back to the city. Please call me pretty. The old road has brought you here to my side. I know what he taught you. I am your bride. All of the oceans, all of the skies, I am the hills you remember. Under the willow, here by the river, watered by time and watered by love. If I have lost you, I'll wait forever.
Boy, I just got to tell you, I don't know if you guys realize how great you sound today. Okay. I mean, this really is translating terrifically. I'm so glad you decided to play some live things.
Yeah.
So The Green Hills, just give me a quick synopsis, if you would, about the impetus for that song.
I guess I had listened to Danny Boy, you know, a song that gets played a lot of times.
Oh, Danny Boy?
Yeah, it's, you know...
classic.
It's a classic. It's you know, in the music business, that would be called an evergreen song, mm-hmm. like Happy Birthday. It's a song that everybody knows, and mm-hmm. it's a song that people really respond to, often because it's played as somebody's, you know, being honored after their life. You know, it's the kind of song that, you know, sends chills down your spine. And
yeah.
I had... I don't know where the song came from. I woke up and I had it that in my head. And, you know, just something about the green hills are calling my name. And, you know, you're getting called home.
Wow. Thank you for that. That was great to hear where that came from. Really enjoyed that last one. Yeah. So tell me, what do you got next up your sleeve?
Okay, this one's going to be off the CD. It's a song called Brambles. This one... you know, not to be too gloomy about it, but I had a dog for a long time. And now I have another dog, which means that my other dog is not here anymore. Mm-hmm. And the day after my other dog took off for the great unknown, I went down and I was sitting by the river, and this song was like all there. You know, this song came from him.
Okay. Here's Brambles from Bad Road Trip here at WMFO in Medford. Zeke Duckworthy.
Hey there.
And Brambles.
Well, and Melissa, who's providing the voice of the angel there.
That's correct. Melissa Anderson, everybody. Spelled with an E.
We were just, during the CD, we were talking about, you know, like I was explaining to Melissa, boy, you've got such a great voice. And what did you say? I hate my voice. I hate listening to myself. This is the mark of a true artist.
Yeah.
You know, a couple days ago, I played downtown and I was in a horrible mood. This might shock some of my listeners, I know, but yeah, sometimes I'm in a dark mood, and I walked in and I said, boy, I hate all my songs. Like, I hate every single one of them. They all suck, you know.
Just today, it just wasn't working for you.
No, it's just like, I, you know, like I just didn't like any of them. So, well, we have another one.
Did you want to play live?
Yeah, you want to hear a live song. Okay, yep. So this one's pretty new. I've played this one out a couple times. Some people might recognize this. It's called Crown by Rose.
Okay, ready whenever you are.
All right, ready? He's a sailor and a gambler. To me, he is a saint. From high up on a mountaintop, with words that he can paint.
a rosy crown he promised me if I but be his love. If I fly away with him just to be his love. I heard the 12 lies that he told, but mother, I'm afraid one might be true. Before the first I'm sorry of the day, let me pass away, lest I say I do. The things you didn't mean to say. Some lies are for your lovers, you might say them for your health. Some lies are meant for others, but the lies you tell yourself are the clock you carry with you. They will live after you die.
A rose with many thorns.
Oh, beautiful, you guys. I have to tell you, you know, we have a thread, a conversation that goes on Facebook, and people are commenting about how wonderful you sound. They're really, really loving this.
Wow. Thank you. Hello, so, hello thank out you. There, everybody. I'm hoping this is sounding good.
It thank sounded you. Really good. So, Zeke, I'm really old, like, you know, so I forgot what song you wanted me to play after this off the CD.
Yeah, I was going to suggest, we were talking about... You were saying, well, what do I listen to?
Oh, yeah, we could do that next. Yeah, I could do
okay.
that.
All right. So back when we were, like, first deciding to go on the radio with you, you said, well, you know, what do you listen to? So
right.
we had a couple of emails that went back and forth. And I said, well, I listen to a lot of Towns, and I listen to, you know, Willie, and I listen to, you know, Leonard Cohen, and, you know, like the kind of things that, you know, Nick Drake, Elliot Smith, you know.
I would love to hear you cover Leonard Cohen. Your voice is just...
I'm pointing at the wonderful Melissa.
Yeah.
We played at Passim a couple of weeks ago, a week and a half ago, I guess. And so Melissa played on the piano, which she's really good at. Suzanne, which is one of the great songs.
Hmm.
Yeah,
and that's not something you could do like after we play your.
I don't
think you're prepared. No,
I'm not prepared for that one.
Chords? What? Who cares? Just strum the
thing. It's close enough for country, right?
All right, I tried.
But we do have a whole bunch of other, you know, like things that we talked about. So
okay, all right. So we wanted to hear one of your favorites, Patti Smith.
Yeah, right. Okay, so like this one's off her first album back when she was still married to Fred Sonic Smith of MC5 fame. And we won't play MC5 because that is going to violate some of the FC. Okay, but like this one, I think people will recognize. This is a cover, of course. One of the great covers.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you. Should I tell them what? I won't tell
them.
No,
they'll figure it out.
All right. This is WMFO right here in Medford.
Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Milton, pot of thieves, wild cord on my sleeve. Thick, heart of stone, my sins my own, they belong to me, me. People say beware, but I don't care. The words are just rules and regulations to me, me. Ha ha. party. And I just get bored. Until I look at the window, see a sweet young thing hopping on the parking meter, leaning on the parking meter. Oh, she looks so good. Oh, she looks so fine. And I got this crazy feeling. And then I'm gonna make a mind. Oh, I put my spell on her. Here she comes, walking down the street. Here she comes, coming through my door. Here she comes, crawling up my stair. Here she comes.
my voodoo sister. Gonna teach you to fly. Hanging from the trees by your knee. After you die.
Hey everybody, it's WMFO. We just heard some more Zeke Duckworthy from the Bad Road Trip CD. That was Lady Mac. And before that, we heard one of your great influences, the great Patti Smith and Gloria.
Yeah, she's, that's one of the great rock and roll songs.
It's crazy.
The way she does it.
We were all like air guitaring, air drumming in here. It was
great.
Yeah,
and the way the beat picks up, that record's
yes.
called Horses, and the beat picks up and she's like... she's a real poet. She's up there with Towns, right at the top.
Absolutely, absolutely. So. All right, so here's what we got coming up next, everybody. These folks, Zeke and Melissa, are going to do a couple of more two live tracks, starting off with one called The Bright One, and between them is going to be a very unique station ID.
All right,
ready whenever you are, guys.
Okay, this one is pretty new, so... Beside my bed, one plays happy, one plays sad. The sun, she rises, birds, they chime. The day is dawning, fresh and fine.